Next item on the agenda is the affiliates report. We have 20 minutes for that. Who's presenting?
Rip? I am.
And just quickly, are there motions coming from the committee?
No.
Okay, so this is just a report.
Yes, and I will try to speed through it in less than 20 minutes. And so the first thing I need to know or need to direct the board is if you can find your packet that was distributed yesterday. It's the packet that has two blank pages on it. But one of them's pink, so you may be able to identify that. And I'm going to look at the chart that's just inside there, and it's called Affiliate Revenues. And what I would like to summarize for the board is the revenue stream from the affiliate program. What we have from the years 02-03 to 03-04 is a 70% growth in the affiliate revenue. In the following fiscal year, 03-04 to 04-05, it's a 23%. And I'd have to say that a couple of the numbers here were corrected. The 03-04 number for the stream here, anyone listening, is $102,000. When we go from 03-04 to 04-05, it jumps to $125,000. That's a 23% growth. When we go to 05-06, the total is $160,000. That's a 28% growth. And what we're projecting over the next couple years is that we can continue a 20% growth in affiliation, which would result in the revenue increasing to around $200,000 a year. And here's how we're projecting that, because I want to explain how we're coming up with that concept. For the next two fiscal years, we have different contract markets that we can go after. We talked about that yesterday a little bit, some of the new kinds of affiliates that we'll be bringing on board. We have experience. Ursula has now kind of done this for a few years. We were very well received at the National Federation of Community Broadcasters as compared to a few years ago, when there was quite a decline in the interest in Pacifica. We have the audio port, which is rapidly growing and becoming a very attractive resource. More and more outlets are looking at the audio port as a resource. They've got to affiliate to access that resource. And so that's a very attractive source of material for outlets to use that's Pacifica-based. There will be some increase in the fees, and that's going to add a little bit of revenue. We're not evidently going to look to increase fees for the smallest of the stations, but only for the largest of the stations. Also, there are some contract fulfillments that are not represented in the current fiscal year. More station fees will be represented in the next fiscal year because some stations that have come on only pay a pro-rated basis when they affiliate. And there also have been a few stations that are in a trial period. And should they affiliate, we'll be seeing that revenue come in next year. Also, there are some stations that are really holding out for the results of the free speech radio news contract negotiations. If that's successful, and it continues to be a Pacifica product, we're going to see some affiliates who come on board because they can count on that programming. FSRN is one of the keystones of the national program offering at this time. Also, this is an election year, and typically we see that there's more interest from different entities that utilize audio to come on board as Pacifica becomes the outlet for the alternative voice in this country during this election time. And also, the affiliate program, and Ursula in particular, will be helping stations with fundraising, and that will help with fees so that we can retain affiliates, so that affiliates are not going to drop out because of a lack of resources in their own fundraising. So and that gives us the ability to project the 20% increase over the next couple years. Now, there's a way that we could actually move that up to a higher level, and that would be that if Pacifica was to engage in some real development and marketing activity, and I know that there's been some discussion about national development, there's going to be marketing materials, outreach that's done. If that's dovetailed with the affiliate outreach, then we believe that we could push that number up to another 30%. And So what I would like to point out is that with new technologies coming out, that we also have the potential to increase the affiliate through, well, first of all, I'd like to point out these maps around the room right now. These are the maps that we were talking about. Pacifica worked with Low Power FM group to come up with this map showing where stations could be located around the country. And I want everybody to take some time later and take a look at these maps to see where the potential are. Now, if Pacifica was to be involved with that new station development, think of all the new affiliates that we could have when those licenses come on board. The only map I think that's missing is Southeast, and that's coming along because it was so difficult to print out, and it'll be showing up a little later. And I know there's been some interest here at the board level in increasing our outreach into the Southeast, and we're going to have that map show up soon. Herschel, is there anything I forgot in that report? Teresa, would you like to say something?
Yes. I sure would. I wasn't part of the presentation yesterday, but I'm the chair of this task force. So I would like to call something to your attention. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of our PNB people here. So I'm going to give you some responsibility. Our affiliates are our customers, and we have to provide customer services to them. And actually, in my opinion, we get more from the affiliates than we give them. They are just a bright and shining just beacon of hope for us, if you look at it this way. And we have some serious problems with the amount of money that we give to certain things in our foundation. If you're going to have customers, you have to provide decent customer service. So I place some responsibility on our CFO for calling some things to our attention when we as a board get a wild hair and we spend a lot of money or we get out of budget when it comes to our elections, for example, or our board meetings, and we don't leave any money left for infrastructure to provide proper customer service to these customers. We have over 100 of them, and they really have very modest needs. I don't see them really parading around and bad-mouthing us. They're really quite modest about their requests from us. But think of it this way. We have headline news Monday through Friday. We in Houston don't even take our own headline news from Pacifica in Houston. We don't take our own headline news. We take BBC headline news. And we need to think, we need to review the quality of that program and make sure that it's proper. Make sure that the affiliates can count on headline news, because if you're a little low power station in West Virginia and you count on providing news for your listeners, you can't have somebody notify you on Thursday that on the holiday, Monday, you're not going to have headline news. So we need to make sure that we provide that proper service. We also need to provide some technical services, like, you know, an engineer when something doesn't come over the KU satellite properly, they need to be able to call. This is something an issue we've had in the past. We need to have a number for these people to call and say, what's happening here? And I think we have good intentions, but frankly, some of these people at this table and some that have left the room to go wherever.
Teresa,
we get. I'm sorry, this is our report.
I know the report is fine, but the absence of members that whether staying here, that's not
relevant. Well, I'm sorry, there has to be some accountability, and I think it starts here because we get carried away with what we spend our money on, and I depend upon our CFO and our ED and our other board members to make us accountable and saying, hey, we're getting carried away with spending. We have to remember infrastructure, our webmaster, and it's going to come up with archives too. you know, we need to provide money to pay the staff and some of these programs and some of the technical things that we need for these other programs. So please take that into consideration.
Thank you.
I just have a closing comment, and I apologize for the hurried nature of the report. I felt some pressure to catch up here, but I'd just like to close with two quick suggestions. One is that we do need a budget for the affiliate program, and Lonnie and Greg have agreed to meet with Ursula to work that out. There's a real good faith process that will take place there. Number two, when the new stations come on board that are going to be licensed over the next couple years, Pacifica needs to be in place to provide the programming, and therefore this is another opportunity to urge that the board really push for the national programming that we've been talking about so much, and also the Spanish language programming that we need so desperately.
Any other questions?
Question?
Well, I'm on the task force, and I think I'm next on the stack. I don't have a question. I just want to add that I just want to say these maps are so important, and I really want to thank you for putting them up, Ursula, and just for the report and the work, and to know that you're as on top of this as you are. If you, first of all, the demographics of rural America are changing rapidly. The population of migrant workers are overwhelmingly Latino, and if you go through rural America, there are so few signals in general, and for Pacifica to potentially have an imprint across that region will be spectacular for this network. So I just really want to applaud the way that you're on top of this stuff with this map. I really encourage people to check the maps out, and thank you for the report work, and thank you for the work, Ursula.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, we're taking the stack. Go Ray, Ambrose, Rob.
Okay, I'm on the task force too, but I'd like to know, the lowest fee is $275. What kind of service do those stations receive for that? I see that this is about 34% of the stations. The affiliates pay $275. And you also mentioned that their stations will be willing to pay a higher rate. Have they been consulted about that already informally? And do you have any idea how they feel about it? And what kind of increase will we be talking about?
I need Ursula to answer.
Here you go. The answer to the first question is that the affiliation fee is a one-fee service, meaning that no matter what you pay, everybody gets the same service. When you pay an affiliation fee, you get all services. So that the 275 fee, that's the fee for low-powered stations and most of our internet clients, because these are basically we're supporting their efforts. The second question was, I'm sorry.
We mentioned that there was a prospect of increasing fees,
yes.
I wanted to know if that had been discussed with the affiliates already.
No, we have not discussed it. Greg and I are in the process of doing an analysis of how to change the fees. The fees are pretty sharply skewed right now towards the large stations paying a very small percentage of their budget, and the small stations paying a very big percent of their budget. That's actually not uncommon in these type of fee scales, but we feel that it's a little bit too much in our case. So we're going to try and balance it a little bit, and hopefully by the end of this month, or if not within the next 2 weeks, we will be notifying affiliates about a proposed fee change. I also have to say we have never, ever turned any station away for lack of money.
Ambrose.
I want to commend Rip and Teresa and Ursula. But what they have said raises certain questions that this board's got to seriously deal with. If we reach this amount projected for this year, that represents 1% of our total budget of $16 million. Now the question is, what services do we offer them already? We offer them Headline News, Democracy Now, and all of our national specials. Okay? Which raises serious questions, should raise serious questions among us about fundraising. Now, I've been on this board since 2004. And never has this board dealt with the question of what we as a body are responsible to do to raise money. And every time we talk about raising money, everybody disappears. What is this body, this board, going to do about raising some money? You know? And the second issue, again, goes back to our major offering. Most of these would not be with us if it weren't for Democracy Now.
Right.
Democracy Now's contract is up in next year. One of the reasons I kept pushing for the program committee, we postponed it to tomorrow, for the program committee to get serious about developing a national program. Because if Democracy decides to go, and they've been organizing affiliates for themselves, where they get the money instead of it coming through the national office. I mean, those are facts that we've got to face. And it's a hard decision we've got to make about developing national programs as a complement to and as a supplement to Democracy Now! We talked about the best of Pacifica. Hell, nothing's happened. You know, stop. You know, we've got to deal with these things. I'm not going to be here very long. But I'm going to tell you, unless this board takes seriously its responsibility and stop playing BS games, this foundation is in serious trouble. That's all I've got to say.
Thank you so much
for what you've done with the affiliates.
Rob, we have 3 minutes left in the item. But before we go there, a couple of members have brought to my attention that there's videotaping going on and that under California law, videotaping require, even in a public meeting, requires consent. So, John, do you want to describe what you're videotaping for? And there's another gentleman here who I believe has set up a video camera. Could you just quickly let us know what this is for? Edited, unedited? And, sir, you're videotaping for what purpose? Is there any objection to allowing the videotaping by these people for these purposes?
They should have let us know before they'd done any of this, and they should have discussed it with you, and you need to discuss it with them now.
And the
Will your tape be edited or not when it's broadcast? Thank you.
Point of information, in terms of the rules, I was under the impression that the limitation was about filming the public rather than filming us who are performing publicly already.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
I'm not knowledgeable enough. Greg, can you speak to that? Are you aware? Lonnie, do you have a comment on that point?
What was the question?
The question is, my understanding was that California law requires consent even in a public meeting for videotaping, and Ray asked the question whether that consent is really consent for the filming of the audience or whether it is de facto in a public meeting authorized to videotape the body during its meeting. Do you know?
My understanding is that if you are taping or video or taping a telephone conversation, you must inform the people that you're taping.
Sure, but this is a public meeting.
And, yeah, I'm saying in a public meeting as well, the people being videotaped should be asked and at least be informed that it is occurring.
Okay.
My personal view of it is that I do believe that this board ought to ask for to review these tapes, especially if they're going to be edited prior to, so that we can have an understanding of what is going to be disseminated.
Would it be acceptable, it's a reasonable point, would it be acceptable not for review with right of rejection, but for us to receive copies of the edited versions of these tapes as they'll be aired?
At the end, let me just say as a public access producer.
Could you go to the microphone, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Don DeBar. As a public access television producer, I understand you're domiciled in California, but I would take the view that public officers law of New York controls here with respect to a public meeting in New York, and consequently, we have the absolute right to do this. You do not fall within one of the exemptions under the New York law, and consequently, you know, as a courtesy, I'll be glad to provide a copy of whatever we do to people, but it will in no way affect my editorial judgment.
Just a quick question. Are you aware in that law of whether there's any requirement of notice to the body being videotaped or persons
in New York,
in the public?
None. Actually, the notice that you give of a public meeting would be your notice that you can be videotaped.
Thanks. John?
So, and in terms of, like, the product that I produce, That is, I always post it on the internet, so
great,
you're free to
thank
go.
Thank you. Okay. I don't think there's any other objections, so we'll proceed. We would like to ask anybody who's videotaping just to let us know as a courtesy. Back to the item. We had about 3 minutes left when we departed. Rob was next on the stack.
Thanks. I just wanted to ask Rip and Ursula and Teresa if one of the things Pacifica ought to consider trying to do with the affiliates, either through GRC or NFCB or putting on something itself, if it would be helpful for our local station programmers that are interested in distributing their programming to the affiliate stations to be able to have an opportunity to present what their programs are about, either in a forum like this or doing something on the internet virtually. If you think that that would be a way to expand the carriage of Pacifica programming to the affiliates. Plus, I think a lot of affiliate stations are more interested in getting more news, commentary, and actuality so they can put together news programs on a daily basis.
Can I respond to that?
Sure, Teresa, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say there are two listservs. There's AFPAC and Pacifica Announced, which are very constructive, and you see lots of people, you know, just contributing to conversation. You know, I'm looking for this. I have this to contribute. We have the Sprouts program. People say, I have this wonderful little, you know, segment on, you know, certain issue. Would you like to play it? And I encourage more of our programmers to get things onto AudioPort or to possibly participate on one of these listservs or just kind of, you know, keep an eye on what's available out there. And if somebody says, I need something on immigration rights or I need something on such, you know, offer it. It's very collaborative, and it's kind of what Dr. Lessig was talking about yesterday.
Yeah, Rob, in order for us to meet the 20% per year growth and the potential of 30% growth and also to meet the needs of the new stations that may come online when the licenses are approved and all the in the next round of approvals, there needs to be more programming available. And I would encourage the sister stations to start posting programming on AudioPort while we're developing this virtual program director idea. Their audio port is already in place, and what we see is affiliates are putting programs on, but I don't see as much, except for Verna's Headline News and the Sprout Show and a couple things like that, that we need more of the actual individual programming from the sister stations posted on that. Now, part of the budget request will be for Ursula to be able to take a team to these conferences where so many stations congregate. And that would be a great opportunity for individual programmers to advertise their programming to the stations that could do those carries. And I think you have a great idea there.
We're at time, so we're moving the agenda. The next item, thank you very much, Rip, and the committee.